Hey, it's your friend Mel Robbins. Welcome to Radio Headspace and happy Friday. It has been a great week guest hosting. I love talking about how you can tap into your potential, and we are wrapping out the week with a great topic, how to take action. You know what you want. You know what you should do, whether it's a hobby, a promotion, a new career, a life goal, heck, just getting to the gym. But you're sitting there waiting. Just imagine how different your life would be if you took the steps toward creating the life you've been dreaming about. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about why you tend to talk yourself out of creating change, and more importantly, how you can have the courage to finally pursue the things you've been putting off. One of the things that I believe is that action is always the answer. You are not going to think your way to a better life. You're not going to hope yourself to a better life. At some point, you're going to have to move from thinking to doing. This is not only common sense, but unfortunately, it's not common practice. And there's a reason why. You see, we all have this moment, and psychologists call it the difference between a bias toward thinking, which is thinking about what you need to do, versus a bias toward doing what you need to do. I can give you a very simple example that we can all identify with. It is the moment the alarm goes off in the morning. Most human beings do not leap out of bed like a gazelle, full of passion and purpose and excitement and enthusiasm. The moment that the alarm rings, we stop and think about getting out of bed. God, it's early. Tired, I don't want to, it's stressful today. As we start to think about getting out of bed, have you ever noticed something? You literally lose your desire to take action. And the first decision of your day is to procrastinate and avoid doing what you need to do. Today, all I want you to do is to just consider this. How different would your life be if you just did the things you didn't feel like doing? How different would your life be if you rolled out of bed when the alarm rang? How different would you be as a person if a month from now you started your day doing all the things you don't feel like? You made your bed. You set an intention for the day. You drank more water. You moved your body every day. You reached out to a friend every day. All the things that you know make a huge difference. Imagine if you just pushed yourself to do the things you didn't feel like doing. Your life would change. In a month, you would be a different person because you would no longer be allowing your feelings and your resistance to determine what you do. Let's talk about why you are talking yourself out of creating change in your life. Fear is really loud. Something that helps me is acknowledging that I feel nervous or afraid or whatever, and then I'm just like, I'm doing it anyway. It's really that simple. The reason why talking back to your fear can work, fear is something that you feel in your body first, and then when you start to feel your sympathetic nervous system and the fight or flight kick in as you're like, whoa, 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 and it can happen in a nanosecond. Oop, scary to talk in a meeting. Oop. They asked me to come down to their office and talk to them. Oop. All that fear is going to flood your body first, and then your mind starts to race. So you got to fight back. So as your mind starts to go, whoa, 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 don't do it, don't do it. This is dangerous. You just got to go, I'm doing it anyway. Thank you. Thank you for telling me that. I'm doing it anyway. Everybody that has what you want in life, they're not smarter than you. You know what they have that you don't? They have the ability to push themselves to take the actions that you're avoiding right now. And I'm going to leave you with this. What are you going to do about it? You want to write that book? Great, prove it. You want to get in better shape? Great, prove it. You want to be kinder to yourself? Great, prove it. You prove who you are based on the actions that you take when nobody's looking. That's it for me. Thank you so much for joining me this week, and stay tuned for next week when I'll talk about some easy ways to tap into motivation, especially when you don't feel like doing anything. And in the meantime, you can find the Mel Robbins Podcast anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And for more on my New York Times bestsellers, The High Five Habit and The 5 Second Rule, just go to melrobbins.com. Make sure you make it a great weekend and see me right back here on Monday.